Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, Gavin versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Is Gavin smarter than Katie?
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Yes, the boys are back.
The boys are back.
Yeah.
Not just any boys.
Face mask boys.
I've
you know
never
what?
Seen three precious losers having more fun than that.
And we're at a point, too, where we clearly don't give a damn if anybody else finds it funny.
No,
well,
we don't.
Nobody else is listening because nobody called in to play.
Right, right. So, as a special attraction today, Gavin from the Wake Up Call will be playing Katie.
Coming out of retirement, guys.
But look at this. I like this. And then tomorrow, we're going to have intern Kevin play Katie again.
Ooh.
This is going to be fun. We're all going to have fun. Did somebody... Wait. Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh,
go.
Oh,
I don't have any.
Oh. All right. Gavin, will you kick Katie out of her homemade studio, please?
Bye-bye, Katie.
Bye-bye.
Gavin, you just need to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. producer Jacob, intern Kevin, our official judges. Here we go. Question one. The song Husovic from the new movie Eurovision Song Contest debuted at number 16 on the Billboard Digital Song Charts this week, giving actor Will Ferrell his first ever hit song. It's not the first time Will Ferrell was featured on a hit song. He was featured in the song Paris by Jay-Z and Kanye West. His contribution came from what Will Ferrell movie?
Step Brothers.
Question two. Singer Billie Eilish was so serious about being a fan of Justin Bieber growing up, her parents actually considered taking her to therapy because of how much pain she was in over Justin Bieber. Her mom broke the news on a recent podcast. True or false, Justin Bieber once had a hit with Nicki Minaj.
False.
Question three. On this day in 2002, then-President George W. Bush awarded Nelson Mandela the Presidential Medal of Freedom after he served 5 years as the first ever president of what country?
South Africa.
Question four. Happy socially distant birthday to actor Fred Savage. He's 44 today. He was the grandson in The Princess Bride, the mole in Austin Powers' Goldmember, but his most memorable role was on the show The Wonder Years. What was his character's name on the show?
Kevin Arnold.
And question five, rock band My Chemical Romance explained they took pandemic assistance from the government to keep paying their employees after their tour got canceled. They said, quote, this money helps them take care of themselves and their families. Let's say 15 families each got a total of $20,000 of assistance. How much assistance is that total?
Okay.
We'll give you some time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But not much time.
Not too much.
3 seconds.
$300,000.
Katie! All right, she's making her way back in the studio.
Hello, boys.
Putting her headphones back in. She is ready to go. Katie, you are going for your 18th win today against Gavin. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. the song Husovic from the new movie Eurovision Song Contest debuted at number 16 on the Billboard Digital Song Sales Chart this week, giving actor Will Ferrell his first ever hit song. It's not the first time Will Ferrell was featured in a hit song. He was featured in the song Paris by Jay-Z and Kanye West. His contribution came from what Will Ferrell movie?
Blades of Glory.
Correct.
We're going to skate to one song and one song only.
Oh. Yeah, it was supposed to be the Will
Ferrell. Okay. I didn't get the cue.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
Gets the people going.
It's on my Renner's mix.
Question two, singer Billie Eilish was so serious about being a fan of Justin Bieber growing up, her parents actually considered taking her to therapy because of how much pain she was in over Justin Bieber. True or false, Justin Bieber once had a hit with Nicki Minaj?
True.
Yes.
Absolutely one of my favorite songs.
How does it go, Kevin?
Beauty and the Beat. Dun, 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 dun.
That's exactly how it went.
Question three. On this day in 2002, then-President George W. Bush awarded Nelson Mandela the Presidential Medal of Freedom after he served 5 years as the first ever president of what country?
Three seconds.
Need an answer?
Country? Country.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, all
Nigeria.
The time in the world, boys.
All people need to shut your mouth.
What was your answer, Katie?
Nigeria.
Oh, no.
How about that?
South Africa. Question.
South Africa is a country?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not
and
a
continent.
Africa is a continent.
Africa is a continent.
Got it. Okay.
Question four. Happy socially distant birthday to actor Fred Savage. He's 44 today. He was the grandson in The Princess Bride, the mole in Austin Powers Goldmember, but his most memorable role was on the show The Wonder Years. What was his character's name on that show?
Kevin.
Correct.
One of the greatest shows of all time.
Question.
Do you remember when his girlfriend's mom died in a car accident because she didn't want to wear her seatbelt because it would... It would wrinkle her new outfit.
Is that ringing eerily relevant now.
Mm-hmm.
Question five. Rock band My Chemical Romance explained that they took pandemic assistance from the government to keep paying their employees after their tour got canceled. They said, quote, this money helps them take care of themselves and their families. Let's say 15 families each got $20,000 of assistance.
Oh, okay.
How much assistance is that total?
We're going to talk sometime because we talk for Gabby.
Oh, yeah, we did talk for
Gabby. And then she's going to be like, oh, my God, you talk so much more than me.
We talk a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And then 3 seconds.
All right, here it comes.
2 seconds.
Two. One. Need an answer.
$100,000. I just gave you one.
All right, say that again because everyone was talking.
$300,000.
Yes. Today's final score, Gavin 3, Katie 4. Whoa. Katie with the win.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me a song, Face Mask Boys.
Okay, let's see. We'll do, I don't have my sheet. What number? Let's do number 3. Here we go.
Get the call sheet.
Right, here we go.
That is right.
We're still working on it.
We need some practice.
I didn't know what was happening, and it sounded like none of you did either.
No, we never know what's happening. We're going to have to come up with a... We have a sheet where we're supposed to use numbers of what we know what to sing.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
Show me.
We would say number 2, and when we would do...
That is wrong.
Why are you still screwing it up?
Yeah. I didn't print up enough paper.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it off memory over here. Listen, what the face
mask? You
forgot
the lyrics. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Kevin is back from rehab, so we got to get back into our routine.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
He's going back to rehab next week. I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
All right, her record is now 18 wins, 12 losses. Gavin, go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Thank God nobody's listening because Katie is smarter than me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.